That's Avalon, and I Don't Want to Go. 42 minutes past 4 o'clock, my guest has arrived, so we need to get started. I don't know how many of you have ever heard of Forge Leadership Network. Okay, well, that's what this afternoon is all about for the next 15 minutes. We're going to be talking to Adam Josefek, and he is the executive director of Forge Leadership Network. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff he's given me about him, and that's great. But I will just say that Adam, in 2011, graduated from the University of Dayton with a BA in History and Political Science, and he's received numerous honors. I'm in good company as he graduated with summa cum laude. I graduated laude haucum. He graduated summa cum laude. So there's a big difference between him and me. And he's been with Navigators in Christian ministry and involved in Ohio politics since 2012. In 2013, he became a teacher in the public speaking and current social problems and coaching varsity golf at Dayton Christian High School. So he's been around the block. But this new endeavor for him, I think, keeps him very busy. And welcome, Joe, since you said saying your last name is tougher than, or spelling it is tougher than saying it, right?
Yes, absolutely, Ken. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. What is the mission of Forge?
Absolutely. The mission of Forge Leadership Network, which your listeners can find out about by going to forgeleadership.org. That's F-O-R-G-E, leadership, forgeleadership.org. Our mission is to identify, train, mentor, and connect the next generation of conservative leaders in the public square in Ohio and the Midwest.
Okay, and how do you do that? That sounds like a lot to do. So your accomplishments, I hope, are 99.9% effective, but how do you do it?
Absolutely. So The big exciting news this week is that we have just opened up our student registration. So students ages 16 to 24 in Ohio and the Midwest can go on the forgeleadership.org and register and apply for the 2015 Forge Leadership Summit. And this is a 4.5-day program hosted at the campus of Ohio Christian University that will highlight and train students in a comprehensive leadership experience, which will train them in the principles, the timeless principles, and how to speak to the issues of our day. It'll teach them public policy and how that impacts different vocations that they will go on to be leaders in. And we will do a legislative simulation. They will learn the legislative process actually by spending 2 days on the floor of the state
Wow.
House of Representatives in
Cool.
Columbus at the state capitol, absolutely, as well as they will learn the practical skills necessary. We've got international media trainers with Alliance Defending Freedom coming in to do interviews and media training. We're doing public speaking. We're doing speed networking, and we're teaching them how to form those networking, those accountability and mentoring relationships. So then after that, the students who stand out will be asked to join this fellowship of sorts, where they will actually be they will actually have access to year-round mentoring and growth opportunities, exclusive speakers and year-round growth opportunities. To help them not only grow in their own vocations, but actually to be able to discern how they want to make their impact, whether that is directly through policy and government or whether that's through law or education or the cultural arts.
Okay. And is this a come one, come all kind of thing, or are you looking for particular students?
Yeah, sure. Students who are going to be interested in the Forge Leadership Summit this summer, and which is July 14th through 18th, and once again, they can register at forgeleadership.org. Students who are going to be interested are students who have a passion to impact the public square, meaning a passion to impact society and engage their culture and impact their world, right? These are students with political convictions. These are conservative students who value limited government, life, family values, free enterprise, innovation in the marketplace. And these are just students who are passionate about history, about government, about philosophy, or students who are going to go into business and they know they want to learn mm-hmm. how public policy is going to impact them as professionals. So all of these students, ages 16 to 24, are welcome to apply. We are we're not trying to train 50 politicians every year. The world is not
don't need more politics.
So these students are going to be go on to be innovators in the marketplace, leaders in culture, shapers of culture, you know, champions of free enterprise, and some will go into policy. Sure. Some will become the next great statesmen and stateswomen in government, hopefully.
Yeah. So the future of Forge, what do the next 6 months look like for you and your company, and what do you see?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization. July 14th through 18th, we have this our big Forge Leadership Summit. Mm-hmm. Until that point, we're really reaching out to students, high school students and college students throughout Ohio and the Midwest, students in private school and public school and in homeschooled networks, and we're telling them we're spreading the word about Forge, showing them this wonderful new opportunity that they have to experience this great training.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. What is it? Yeah, that's it. That was it. All right. How can people get involved? Maybe there's a student out there that is, okay, I'm all for this, but maybe somebody on the side says, wait a minute, who do I speak to become involved in this? I don't want to be a registrant, but I want to be involved.
Absolutely. That's a great question. So everyone can go to forgeleadership.org. They can also find us on Facebook at Forge Leadership Network. They can also find us on Twitter or Instagram at Forge Leadership. Okay. And through those avenues, but on the website, on forgeleadership.org, they can click on the Partner tab. And that's got some exciting ways for those of us who are older than 24 to be able to partner with Forge and to participate in the mission and vision of raising up this next generation of leaders.
Have you already seen how many people have registered? Are you looking at kids, young adults? Have you kind of looked at what you got? So is there a good number?
Yes, absolutely. We had a tremendous response yesterday, which was our first day, which was our big rollout of our first day that students could register. And we had several students register on day one, which was a wonderful wonderful start. So we're excited to spread the word to more students, and yeah, feeling very confident that we're going to have a phenomenal program with phenomenal students this summer.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Joseph. just forgot your name, Joseph. I'm so sorry. Say your last name.
Yeah, Adam Josephic.
There we go. Adam, yeah. Joe.
That's
Adam,
all right.
Okay. Adam Josephic, and he's executive director of Forge Leadership Network. What got you involved in this? What got you involved in politics?
Absolutely. So I studied political science and history, but I thought I'd go on to teach and go into a full-time Christian ministry. But what ended up happening was I actually C.S. Lewis once said you can never be too careful about what you read, right? And he said it in the context of folks who didn't like Christianity. But anyway, I read the biography of William Wilberforce called Amazing Grace, written by Eric Metaxas. It was made into a movie as well, as some of your listeners remember. And I had kind of bought into this idea that there were far holier endeavors than entering the public square in government, but in politics. But the Lord kind of used the story of William Wilberforce, who, to quote Metaxas, was a man who believed God, trusted God, believed his word, and God used that to change the world. Used the story of William Wilberforce to kind of convict me that God does, just like he did with Wilberforce, still call men and women engaging culture in a gospel-centered manner and impacting their world. So that was kind of my start. I got involved with some great organizations and became kind of an adrenaline thing too as well. Yeah,
yeah, sure. A rush. Okay, tell us, Adam, where people can get a hold of you. Again, all the website, the Facebook places, phone numbers, that all in wrapping up here.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much. Folks, listeners out there, you can go to forgeleadership.org. That's forgeleadership.org, forgeleadership.org. And you can see our website and you'll find all the information you want to know there. You can also find us on Facebook at Forge Leadership Network, or facebook.com/forgeleadership, on Twitter or Instagram at Forge Leadership.
Okay. Do you have a phone number?
Absolutely. The best way for them, the best way for them to contact us, it will be the number that they see at the top left of the website. There, okay. They can also email info@forgeleadership.org, or they can email me at adam@forgeleadership.org.
All right, Adam, thank you so much for being on the program. And did you get your car problem resolved?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ken. Thank you for your patience and long suffering.
Not a problem. It wasn't long suffering. We just play a little bit of music and just there fill the go. Time. And I'm glad you got here safely.
Car got a little frozen, I guess. But okay. Yeah, but we're excited. So
couldn't
thank
get
you
in,
so
you
much for having
chisel.
Me. Absolutely. That old ice pick. Yeah,
that's right. Pour hot water over the door so you can get in. All right, Adam. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Ken, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.